We're going to start this hour with 5G, up from 4G. I suppose it's mobile broadband as such through your phone. Wicklow County Council has voted against the rollout of unregulated, they say, 5G as a precautionary measure. Wicklow now joins counties Clare, Roscommon, Leitrim and Sligo in passing similar motions, with Wexford and Galway to vote on the motion later this month. The motion was proposed by independent councillor Tom Fortune, who joins us in the studio. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
What's behind this then?
Well, basically, Declan, I got contacted by a concerned group of residents back in April when I come. They were organising a public meeting. They had concerns about what was happening with this whole area, which I went along and I listened, and I heard a very technical person who has worked in the technical industry all of his life give a case study that involved one of his children. So following that, then I'd done some research and read stuff and spoke to people and stayed in contact with the group, and it became obvious to me that there were loads and loads of questions. And I see my role as a public representative to listen to people, try and take on board what's going on, try and get an understanding and do it. So I met with them on a number of occasions, and it was decided then we would put the motion into Wicklow County Council, which we put in last Monday. The motion was won by 17 votes, 8 against, 2 abstentions. And so 62% of the people in the council chamber voted to support it. And the argument was basically based on what you just read out there. That was the bones of the motion. But having said all of that, as I said to you, I'm not putting myself forward as a technical expert, but I can read, and I've got logic, and I can understand, and I've listened and read, and there's loads of stuff. I mean,
and you mentioned about some particular person. Did they have a definitive medical review that said, you know, that mobile phones, there's billions of them in the world, they've sure. been used now for many decades, that mobile phones usage was primarily responsible or undisputably responsible for causing an illness?
Well, Declan, I'm not going to try and speak for the person themselves, but this person lived.
But it persuaded you to put the
absolutely.
Motion.
It did. So
you're happy that they had enough evidence?
Yeah. What's the evidence that's coming across to me, Declan, is that, and people will obviously argue against me, they're doing it already in some of the forums, but the evidence that's coming across to me is that the 5G rollout, or proposal of 5G rollout, has serious implications for children. Now, as part of the research I've looked at and stuff that I've read, for example, back in February of this year, the American Senate brought the technical industry in for review talking about this. And in asking them about it, they were basically informed by the industry that the industry have done zero health and safety studies on 5G. So all what this is all about, and what the concerns of residents in my area are all about, and in fact, since the meeting on Monday, I've been contacted by people in different counties who listened into the telecast on Monday, and they have similar concerns. So this just isn't a whim in one area. This is
some people are convinced that radio waves cause cancer.
People are not actually saying that. What they're saying is that the 5G and because the 5G, the kind of technology it is, will involve like far more smaller antennas going up and all kinds
of smaller power.
Yeah. Well, there'll be a lot more of them, if you know what I mean. So the radiation concern coming from it is a serious concern. Now, obviously, people on other sides of the fence will argue against that. But what I'm asking for on behalf of people is that we have been told nothing about this. There's been no discussion on this. This is probably the first discussion in the media that I'm having with you this morning on it. So it really just needs to be looked at and examined and checked, and not race ahead, because children, I mean, we talk about children and we put children up on a pedestal, we have a children act. we've got to protect children's health. Because, I mean, there's, apparently, as I understand it also, Declan, there's been thousands of independent scientific studies to show that that the wireless technology can cause biological harm, particularly to children.
All right, well, hold on. Let's bring in someone who deals with technology every day, and that's the tech editor at the Irish Independent and the Sunday Independent, Adrian Weckler. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. And now, Wicklow is not alone in this, because countries have actually come out with question marks over it. 5G, how different is it to 4G?
Not that different. There is one flavour of 5G which is being rolled out in the US, which is not being rolled out in Europe yet, which is a higher frequency and means that you need to have more sites or more base stations. According to the Irish operators, they're not going to do that here, at least for some time. This is an interesting issue. I've been writing about it for some time, and you're right, Wicklow isn't the only council that has looked at this. I did a really, really big investigation into this a while ago, a couple of months ago. I travelled around different counties and talked to different councils and different concerned groups, and I listened to lots of the arguments that Tom was making there. So I was kind of a bit confused. So I went and I tested out a lot of those theories. I went back to some of the safety and regulatory authorities to ask to put all of those views to them, and did my own research as well. But I was kind of amazed at how universal the consensus was that there is very little to fear about 5G. That actually surprised me. So I went to the Irish Cancer Society. They said they've looked at it. They've said there's absolutely nothing to fear. It's very similar to 3G and 4G, that there are low levels of radiation, as we have had for 20 years with mobile phones. But they say that no test has ever shown that there's been any significant detrimental health effect to a human being from those mobile phones. I asked Ireland Telecom's regulator, Comreg. They're responsible, by law, to test the radiation levels and benchmark them against what is acceptable internationally, according to World Health Organization rules and EU rules. And they said that the proposed radiation levels were well under the level. The World Health Organization has said says the same. The European Union says the same. It's just I went and spoke to some on the other side, on people who are saying, look, we do have something to worry about here. I spoke to one professor among many people actually in Cork, a guy called Tom Butler from University College Cork, and he has spent quite a bit of time looking into this as well. He's come up with a very, very different view to the one I'm giving you now, but it doesn't really seem to be backed up by any of the authorities we have at the moment. So, for example, if the proposal is to try and get an independent body in to verify or to give some sort of guidance on what the safety levels are, all of those bodies are saying that it's safe at the moment. So it's difficult to see who you would bring in.
The fact that Tom was mentioning about you need more of these masts. My understanding is that they're closer to the ground as well, and you need more of them. Oh, what's the potential danger in those?
You don't, is the short answer. So this is a very interesting one, and it's one that I've heard an awful lot. So I was kind of confused by this. So I went and I rang up all of the senior representatives of all of the major mobile operators here and said, do you need more masts to roll out your 5G? And they said no. They said we're essentially going to be overlaying it on the masts we have. Now, they said that they're, like, in some cases, because mobile phone coverage in general, particularly in rural areas, is still poor in many areas, they said that they would be adding some sites or masts anyway to address that, whether it was 5G or 4G or 3G. But they say that they're not going to be building any new masts just for 5G.
Yeah, so what's the difference? I mean, we say what's the difference between 4G and 5G. Is there a different part of the spectrum that's used? And are they getting closer to, because we hear the word microwave, are they getting closer to being fried in a microwave?
In future, they might. So there is a difference in the spectrum or the frequencies that we're using in Europe and the frequencies that they're using in the US for 5G for the 5G rollout. So they're using in the States a thing called millimeter wave, which is a higher frequency, allows for much higher speeds, but needs more infrastructure. That's typically something for cities. So you won't find that, even if and when that is rolled out in Europe, you generally won't find that in, you know, outside cities or very, very large towns. But again, even with that, because I was curious as to what the effects of millimeter wave might be, all of the health bodies and the regulators, they have all looked at this and they've all said there isn't any substantial difference in terms of a radiation threat here to 4G or 3G or 2G. So if you're the type of person who has believed that for the last 20 years that there has been, you know, a secret problem or a secret threat from holding your phone up to your ear, you won't change your view. This is pretty much more of the same. But there's very little difference between 5G and 4G from that point of view.
Yeah, it's just that it's faster and it deals with more items. So therefore, I suppose there's unknown things. I mean, what if something hasn't been discovered that actually nasty about it?
Yes, that's a very fair point. So, I mean, all of the scientists, the senior scientific reports that have come back on this, and all of the ones that have said there's no problem, they have all had to put in, you know, a proviso to say, look, this is what we have seen so far in terms of the last 5, 10, 20 years. But, you know, we're not sure whether over the course of 40 or 50 years there might be an issue. We don't know, because mobile phones haven't been around in mass circulation for long enough. All they can say is that, if there are mobile phones in the community, or if there are mobile masks, or sites in a community, there's no evidence of any rise in serious illness in those communities.
I know many oncologists have said they haven't seen an increase whatsoever, and in fact they can't put down to even one of some sort of a brain tumour from a mobile phone. But that doesn't stop the fears that people have.
Well, it doesn't. I'm not sure why it wouldn't stop the fears, actually, when you put it that way. I was trying to be fair when I did this investigation. So we published a very, very big report on this a few weeks back. You'll see it on independent.ie. So I was trying to go and see, look, is there anything at all that suggests that there might be a risk here? There was one study in the States. It was a multi-year study, so it was over time. And it did suggest that exposed radiation from mobile phones did cause health problems in rats' brains, but it was only the male rat and not the female rat. So a lot of campaigners or people who are worried about this issue, that is usually the study. You can read about it in the article I wrote, but that is the study they usually produced to say, look, there is scientific evidence. But even the authors of that study said, look, this is completely different to linking it to human beings.
And were those rats bombarded by some sort of high power for about a year or something? Is that?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. It was a test specifically to see were there adverse health consequences from mobile phone radio. Now, the phones themselves, they weren't 5G phones, because it's done over several years. I think there were 2G phones, actually. But the same, it was the basic principle of whether radiation from phones can harm you. Because if you suspect that there might be an issue there, the very next thing in your own head, you start saying things like, oh, well, what about children and what about old people? Like, there was a rule in Kerry, for example, for a few years, where the council there passed a law where you weren't allowed to erect a mobile phone mast within, I think it was 1 or 2 kilometres of a school, because of some vague fear about mobile phone masts giving cancer to kids but not to adults. And, like, nothing of the sort ever happened. So they quietly ditched that rule, and now there is no rule like that in Kerry. So I think a lot of these fears, they're understandable, but from what I have seen from the research that I've done, and the people I've spoken to, and all of the health powers, including bodies like the Irish Cancer Society, they're pretty unfounded.
Let me go back to Tom Fortune here, and I realise you're not a techie person and you're acting out the instructions of your constituents, Tom, but what will happen to this motion?
Well, it's already, there's five counties now have passed a similar motion, and there's three others in the process of looking at it. I think this is gathering concern and momentum, Declan, around. I've heard what Adrian is saying, but I've done research as well, and I've listened to a lot of people and spoke to a lot of people, and I wouldn't agree with his... But he's talking about 2G when he's starting to explain it to you. We're talking here about 5G.
Yeah, it was 2G with bombarded rat,
yeah,
you know,
but
years on end.
With all due respects, I'm not a techie, and I don't believe that Adrian's a qualified guy in this area either. He's obviously good at his journalism and research, but... As of August the 2nd, 2019, there are 134,000 signatories that come from scientists, doctors and environmental organisations from 198 countries who called for a halt to deployment of 5G wireless network, including 5G from space satellites. For example, the Belgian environmental minister in April said, "I cannot welcome such technology if the radiation standards which must protect the citizen are not respected. And the people of Brussels are not laboratory mice whose health I can sell at a cost of profit. We cannot leave any doubt." And if I come back to another point that Adrian made, he's talking about, he spoke to all the tech companies. All the tech companies are global companies. They come from the States. As I said to you in the early part of the interview, the Senate in the US brought the industry in and queried them on all this. And the industry said back to them that they basically hadn't, they'd done zero checking on health and safety.
Hold on, I must clear up two things. One, yeah. Adrian, about your competency in this area.
Tom's right. I'm a journalist. I'm not a scientist. Okay. No, he's absolutely right about that. And the only thing I would take issue with there, and I totally respect Tom's views on this, the only thing I would take issue with, though, it's not just the tech companies I spoke to. They were only the people I spoke to afterwards. I went to organizations like the Irish Cancer Society, to things like, to regulators, to you know, EU health organizations. Like, these are bodies which are set up specifically to protect people from cancer, and specifically to protect people from the tech companies.
Adrian, just to cut across you there. You've mentioned the Irish Cancer Society four or five times in the interview, and with all due respects, they're a fantastic organisation. I'm very familiar with them for personal reasons and things like that. But they wouldn't have expertise in this area no more than you or I. So
why would they come out and say specifically that there was no threat? You go on the Irish Cancer's website, they actually have a page about this, the way they frame the page is they say, look, we've been hearing about a lot of fears about this. We want to clear this up. I would urge listeners to go and read that page.
Yeah, but Adrian, I mean, as I say, for everyone that you'll say you spoke to, I can say I have spoke to heaps of people, listened to heaps of people, I've read like yourself. And I would have concerns from a children's health perspective, because it's unclear about all this. I mean, the information on 5G is that because of the kind of technology it is, they're going to have to put up, despite what you said earlier, they're going to have to put up a multitude of these small antennas that are...
That's actually not true. I specifically put that to the companies. They told me specifically they're not going to do that.
Well, I don't believe that, personally.
All right, okay. Listen, I just want to ask you, Adrian, just a couple of things to address, if you could, quickly, and thank you for your time this morning. David in Wicklow Town, he's got a list here. What long-term studies have been done to show it's completely safe? He says, none. NTP study, $25 million government-sponsored study in the US, showed mice got cancer from 2G and 3G exposure.
That was the rats, yeah.
He said, at normal exposure.
No, that's not true. It was a higher exposure than normal, but I think it's the same test, yeah.
Okay. Levels, higher frequency means more power. 5G equals more power.
It does at some of the frequencies. For other frequencies, it's roughly the same. It's certainly nowhere near the levels that the health authorities regard as being as dangerous. So, but that goes back to the millimeter wave technology that they are rolling out in the States. They're not rolling out in Europe, at least not yet.
Okay.
They may be in the future.
Quotes, Martin Paul, is it PhD, has shown effects on VGCT voltage gates calcium channels from EMF, how calcium is taken in and used in a cell, peer-reviewed research.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear about one thing. There is radiation that comes from a mobile phone or indeed a site, and indeed, that does have a certain effect on your body. It's just that the effect that it has on your body may not be dangerous. Now, there have been lots of studies done about this. One of the most cited statistics is from the World Health Organization, where they compared the level of radiation the carcinogenic effect, i.e. the threat of getting cancer, to something like coffee, or I think it was some sort of pickled vegetable. There is a very, very mild carcinogenic effect from radiation from mobile phones. Let's make no mistake about it. It's not that there's zero radiation from it. It's just in trying to assess whether those levels are dangerous. And so far, and listen, I'm a journalist, so if evidence comes out on the contrary, I will absolutely report on it. This was the reason that I started looking into this. But so far, the absolute bulk of the evidence suggests that there isn't really a serious
Okay.
health threat.
Well, the final word from David is, anyway, the tech industry guy is clearly biased and needs to toe the industry line to stay relevant in his job. You're not a tech industry guy.
I mean, that's a silly comment. I mean, if anything, I do better in my job when I give out yards about the tech company. Like, most of the time when I talk to you, I'm talking about like some outrage or something or a news story I've broken about how, say, telecoms companies are ripping people off. Like, that's a silly comment.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning, Adrian. We'll see where this goes, but it's not just Wicklow. It's seemed to be in places like Finland and Switzerland or Belgium and all the United States, so it's going to be more. Thanks for your time this morning. Good morning to you. That's tech editor with the Irish Independent, Sunday Independent, Adrian Weckler. So this will go along alongside the other councils, and do you think you've any way of stopping this, Tom?
Well, Declan, what we're trying to do is to get the government to engage and inform people and communicate with people. Margaret Connolly, the independent TD from Galway, raised it in the Dáil, and the minister kind of fobbed her off and said it was basically nothing to do with him, that it was got to do with the local authorities. But also, Declan, there's the concern of, in this whole area too, with the adverse effect on our carbon footprint and climate change, which is big news and big story ongoing. We've a group in the council now looking at the climate change, because my understanding, again, based on the research I've done, is that the internet today is consuming something like 10% of the global electricity, according to a Swedish study.
Okay, but if we can keep people in their own homes working, we will maybe not have all those cars.
We can look at this on a total precautionary basis, and fibre optic and all that is still very, very effective, and isn't it the danger?
Okay, so that's safe.
Isn't the danger to health that this...
But it's safe, yeah?
Much safer,
but you're not a techie person. All right, okay. Yeah. Thanks for that. Okay, that's Councillor Tom Fortune there. And we'll see where that motion goes.